summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Hui. Thank you for speaking with me. Let's take a look at the property sector today. Share prices of some property developers in Malaysia have recovered of late. Do you think this is an indication that the property market is rebounding or poised to rebound?
All right. I think if you look at the share price performance of late, I think it's just a reflection of better sentiment in the stock market as a whole. Because, you know, the index has been actually going up quite steadily since early this year. But if you ask me in terms of fundamentals of the property market per se, actually I don't see any major improvement as at now compared to last year. You know, after all, actually number of developers under our coverage, they still set quite flattish sales target for 2017. So I think if you talk about the market itself, it's still challenging, it's still hard to push for more new sales. It's just that I think demand is healthy. So I would say that I think we are at a quite healthy consolidation stage. People are cautiously optimistic, but at the same time, they are wary of all the uncertainties as well as the potential of capital appreciation. That's why I'm saying it's a healthy market consolidation.
So the recovery of share prices in some of these property developers, like you said, it's more because the sentiment as a whole is improving for the market, not so much of a fundamental shift in the sector. So will the share prices, the recovery in share prices be sustained going forward?
I think from this point onwards, if you want to see better share price performance, it has to come from better financial performance. So as long as they don't achieve higher sales, it's unlikely that we will see better earnings.
And based on the developers under your coverage, which are the ones that will be reporting better sales this year in terms of whether it's the unbuilt sales or the sales pipeline that they have?
I think if you talk about sales target, most of them actually they set relatively flattish sales target for this year. So in terms of earnings, some will be doing relatively better because they still have quite a fair bit of unbuilt sales to be recognized this year. But if you talk about this year itself, earnings-wise, it will actually be largely dependent on the previous unbuilt sales.
So based on the developers that you cover, which are the developers that have sizable unbuilt sales to be translated into their income or their earnings this year?
Okay, I think among the stocks that we cover, we like those with niche expertise. We have Bicos on Nikova, MKH, as well as the Matrix Concepts. I think these three players, they have done relatively well. And in fact, last year itself, actually they hit their sales target also, despite actually a fair share of downward revision by their peers in a actually quite a challenging market last year.
So they're bucking the trend of the sector, per se?
I think relatively they perform better.
And they are performing better because, like you said, they have a niche expertise?
Yes. But if you talk about whether how's the performance, actually, I think it all boils down to the geographical location of the land bank that they have. I think it's actually a very critical factor, you know, for them to sustain their sales. After all, you actually need big population catchment to sustain your new sales, actually.
So, Hui, you have a buy call on EcoWorld, MKH, as well as Matrix Concept. What's your target price and what kind of sort of assumptions do you have?
Okay, let me start with EcoWorld. They just had their result, quite a decent result, actually. Sales are on track to hit their 4 billion new sales this year as well. In terms of target price, we have raised it slightly to 190 buy call. That's based on 20% discount to our RNAV. For MKH and Matrix, we have buy call as well. For MKH, because they have a plantation segment, so our target price is actually based on a sum of parts valuation. Yeah. But for the property valuation, we are using a 50% discount to RNAV, whereas for Matrix, we are using 30% discount to RNAV.
Hui, many developers are trading or they are still trading below their revalued net asset value, some at a larger discount from the rest. How do you assess which companies are worth looking into?
Yes, actually, most of the developers listed in Malaysia, they are trading actually much below the RNAV. Okay, for us to assess whether which ones are worth looking at, we look at the geographical location of their land bank. Because ultimately, this is what you need to have to produce your products to sell to your customers, right? Okay, so in a way, we always see that township developers actually fetch lower discount to RNAV simply because there's actually more sustainability in terms of the new sales, and actually it's easier for them to sell as well. So that's the reason. So if a developer, they have more exposure in terms of township development, actually, relatively, it'll be easier for us to give them a lower discount to our NAV.
I see. Now, looking into corporate exercises, do you reckon corporate exercises within the property sector will pick up pace this year? As it is, we have seen Iskandar Waterfront City proposing to merge with its parent company, as well as we have the upcoming listing of EcoWorld International.
I mean, of course, if the stock market is good, it's relatively easier to do corporate exercise, right?
It will lift all boats. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But if you talk about the viability of corporate exercise, I think really it's pretty much dependent on its own merits.
Yep.
Like, for example, Eco International, they're actually listing their international arm.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the merits.
And they have their own purpose as well for listing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
Because the sector is undervalued and it has been undervalued for a while, do you think that the pace of all these corporate exercise activities will start to pick up more?
I mean, of course, the mood will be better, will be easier to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it still depends on what is the purpose of a corporate exercise. What do you want to do with it?
Yeah.
So it's hard to say, but yes, I agree that when the market is good, definitely it will be easier for them to do.
Okay. Final question, Hervé.
Hmm.
What indicators do you look for? Say, in what scenario will you change or lift your assumptions on the sector?
I actually will monitor very closely on the developers' new sales. I think this is a very key indicator.
That depends on the launches as well.
Yes, because launches is actually a reflection of market sentiment as well. Yeah.
Also, just very quickly as well, do you expect more high-rise completions this year due to the delivery of projects with the DIBS?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think this year we will see a much higher completion in terms of high-rise, simply because developers actually they tried their best to capitalize on the DIBS before it was removed, effective January 2014. So actually, second half of 2013, you actually saw a lot of launches, which actually give this DIBS incentive. So you know, you give a 3 to 4 years time of completion.
Mm-hmm.
So this year itself, we should see a much stronger incoming supply.
Because it's towards the tail end, right?
Yeah.
Right. So should buyers not be able to service their loans? I mean, should, right? A scenario. How will this impact the asset quality of the banks?
As it is right now, the NPLs that we see is still very healthy. For the residential segment, it's still very healthy. NPLs are still actually quite low levels. So for now, we don't really see any so-called this kind of default risk yet.
All right. Thank you so much, Hervé.
Okay, thanks.
I've been speaking with Kwa Hervé, analyst with Alliance DBS Research. And now Julian Ng speaks to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.